Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Everybody wants to be a comedian. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Lisa Wentz is a very forbearing guest this half hour with me. She's done a good job of hanging in there with me. Grace Under Pressure, that's her new book. A master class in public speaking. Lisa, I need your website again, please.
Sure. It's lisawentz.com. LISAWENTZ.com.
And your book is available wherever books are sold?
Yeah, you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I think Target carries it, a few other places. And, of course, the publisher, Lid Publishing, you can go to their website as well if you'd like.
There you go. So check it out, folks. So we're talking about getting your message across in front of other people. Some of the items that you cover in your book, some of the key elements you cover in your book, we talked about anxiety, dealing with anxiety, mannerisms, unconscious habits, talked about being an expert and practicing and that sort of thing. You encourage people to tell stories, and I'm so happy you're doing that, because we all know that thousands of years before the written word, so much of who we are as humans was passed down by stories. And so we're primordially predisposed to love stories, aren't we?
I think so. I mean, we're natural storytellers, absolutely. I mean, in our daily lives, we tell stories. You tell people what you did that day, or even in the smallest ways, we're constantly telling stories. But in terms of the business world, if you are pitching, if you're speaking to investors, you know, I'm often asked by founders, you know, how much storytelling do I need in the pitch, or, you know, how much do I use it in a speech? And there's different amounts. And I think for people who are small business owners and you're looking to get investors and funding, you want to only really just pare it down to what's essential.
Yep.
That is one piece of advice I think your listeners might want to hear.
I agree with that. Yeah, keep it short. Get to the point. But you know, if you're speaking to people, if you're giving a proposal or whatever, even if you're just on the sales floor talking to a customer, if you say, "Let me tell you a story," now obviously you have to have a story to back that up. But let's say that you do, and you say to them, "Let me tell you a story." There's no other moment in the time with you that those people have with you where they're more engaged than at that moment. What do you think?
I think that's one way of phrasing it. I've never had a client who said something quite like that. Let me tell you a story. Not in those words.
Huh. I do it all the time. I do it all the time.
They might say something.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. They might say something like, they might just launch into the story.
Yeah.
So let's say they're going over an agenda, or they're welcoming the audience. They'll likely just go into the story as opposed to "let me tell you a story."
Well,
the way it's used is if
I'm trying to sell you a lawnmower, and you're looking at it, and I would say, "Let me tell you a story about someone who bought this last week and what they told me and how they told me that they used it." I would say that. Let me tell you a story about a customer. Let me tell you a story about how this affected me. Let me tell you a story about how I screwed this up once and how you can avoid doing it. I've used that very effectively in my career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying don't try it. I just haven't quite put it phrased that way.
Yeah.
What about body language?
Talk to us about body language. I got about a minute. What do you think about body language?
Sure. What do I think about it?
Yeah.
I think that mostly neutral, being in neutral is your position of power, if that's what you want. If you want high status, if you want to be perceived as a powerful speaker, then neutral is the best way to go.
How do you achieve neutral?
Good posture, not a lot of fidgeting. If you're going to move
sit back.
Content.
Sit back?
You mean if you're sitting or standing? Sorry.
Well, either way, I mean, just kind of. Well, let's say you're sitting at across from someone. Sit back, cross your legs, be sort of unimposing. Is that what you mean by neutral?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Have a certain stillness as opposed to a fidgety energy.
Yeah, and that kind of calmness actually creates a command, almost a commanding presence, doesn't it? Without being aggressive.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, it's been
fun
having you on the show today. I've enjoyed having you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations with the book. Will you come back?
Oh, thank you so much.
Will you come back another day?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Sure, absolutely.
All right, we'll have you back another day. Congratulations on the book. Lisa Wentz, ladies and gentlemen, that's a Z on the end of that name. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.